Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Coming back from an injury or any painful condition is not a do-it-yourself project. Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven has the technology and talent to help you get back to what you love. Whether it's taking a walk or running a marathon, Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven can help you get back to your personal best. Gaylord, think possible.
Also available in Madison and Wallingford. Go to gaylord.org for more information.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Sue. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. What's worse than being in a pandemic with no end in sight? If your answer is to be in a pandemic with no end in sight during the peak of the flu season, you read my mind. Actually, what's even worse is having a family with young children and two working adults. Then daycare gets shut down for a week because another child tested positive for COVID. Trust me, it's no fun trying to convince two kicking and screaming toddlers to let you swab the inside of their noses when they don't want you to. Although getting a co-infection involving COVID and the flu, nicknamed Flurona, is rare, it's becoming more of a possibility as the flu picks up steam. I don't know about you, but getting COVID or the flu sounds bad enough by itself. The thought of having Flurona sounds brutal. Luckily, there are ways to safely, effectively, and naturally boost your immunity to protect against viral infections such as COVID and the flu. Moderate intensity exercise is one solution and has a good amount of scientific research supporting it. So whether you're looking to protect against a seasonal disease or just want to naturally boost your immune system year-round, here are some key tips. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the simple science of how exercise can boost your immunity and protect you during the pandemic and flu season. I'll also provide you with simple exercise suggestions that you can get started on right away. It's well known that physical activity is an important part of healthy living. Exercise can prevent excess weight gain, combat chronic diseases, improve mood, and promote better sleep, just to name a few of the benefits. What's not as well known are the benefits of physical exercise in reducing communicable disease, including viral infections such as COVID and the flu. The general consensus in a branch of research known as exercise immunology is that the immune system is responsive to exercise. Without getting into too much unnecessary detail, research shows that moderate intensity exercise stimulates immune function in a way that can reduce the risk, duration, or severity of viral infections such as COVID and the flu. About 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week seems to be optimal for boosting immune function. One study that followed over 1,000 adults between the ages of 18 and 85 for 12 weeks during the fall and winter seasons showed that people who exercised frequently reported 43% fewer days of upper respiratory tract infection than those who only exercised one day a week or less. In the same study, upper respiratory tract infection severity was also reported to be about 40% lower in the group who reported exercising more compared to the group who reported exercising less. Another study that included over 48,000 adults diagnosed with COVID found that those who consistently met the physical activity guidelines of 150 minutes or more of moderate intensity exercise a week had a significantly lower risk of hospitalization and admission to the ICU due to COVID compared to those who did not consistently meet the physical activity guidelines. Like anything else in life, balance is key because it's believed that too much exercise can actually decrease immunity. This makes sense because exercise is stress to the body, and while some stress is good for us, too much of it can be harmful.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just how much exercise is too much? According to the International Society for Exercise and Immunology, prolonged physical exercise that is longer than 90 minutes of moderate or high-intensity physical activity at one time can reduce immunity and make you more prone to infectious diseases. The easiest way to meet the physical activity guidelines of 150 minutes or more of moderate-intensity exercise a week is to perform 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 5 days a week at a pace where your breathing quickens and you break a sweat, yet you're still able to carry on a conversation. It doesn't matter what type of aerobic exercise you perform. The most important thing is to make sure you perform exercises that you enjoy, because it'll be difficult to start or stick with anything you don't like. Do you enjoy walking, running, hiking, biking, swimming, or a fitness video game like Ring Fit Adventure for Nintendo Switch? Making exercise enjoyable also means exercising during a time of day when you feel motivated. Is this in the morning, afternoon, or evening? The best time to exercise is when you feel most energized and motivated. This is different for each person and is based on your lifestyle, habits, and genetics. Don't feel like you have to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to exercise just because your bodybuilder Uncle Joe goes to the gym at that time. I'm totally not a morning workout person. You won't ever find me exercising anytime before 11 a.m. To stay consistent with exercise, it also helps to schedule exercise into your day. For example, you can put exercise down into your calendar or to-do list. I find that this makes the task of exercising more of a commitment and less of an option. Plus, you get the pleasure of crossing it off your list when you're done. If you enjoy the social aspects of exercise, you can invite friends along, attend an outdoor group class, or join an intramural sports team. You'll be able to hold each other accountable and help each other stay motivated. Moderate intensity aerobic exercise is also beneficial for preventing and relieving depression. The pandemic has had a major impact on mental health, and recent surveys show that nearly a quarter of adults in the United States currently report symptoms of depression, more than double pre-pandemic levels. Seasonal affective disorder, simply known as winter depression, is also common this time of year, and exercise can help. Although not the end-all be-all to treating depression, and reaching out to a mental health professional is highly encouraged, exercising, especially exercising with others, can produce antidepressant effects. I actually have an entire episode about exercise and depression. Scroll back a few episodes to November 2021 and take a listen. Don't think that exercise has to be limited to what we traditionally think of as exercise. Activities such as rock climbing, basketball, tennis, dancing, and even playing outside with the kids are great ways to get the blood pumping without feeling like you're exercising. I always end up feeling exhausted before my toddlers do every time I play tag or hide and seek with them. Let's put this knowledge to use with a 5-day exercise to boost your immunity challenge. Over the next 5 days, your challenge is to perform 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise for 5 consecutive days. Give it a try and let me know how you feel by emailing me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or leaving me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Get Fit Guy is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Sims, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind, like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.